This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1988.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour. Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Well, hi there. Come on in. We've been expecting you. We're your friends from the Children's Bible Hour, and we've been looking forward to spending some time together. So I sure hope you can spare a few minutes. We'll sing for you, take time to tuck in a quickie quiz from the Bible, and then wind up with a good story called The Golden Rule. Do you know The Golden Rule? Can you say it from memory? Let's see. It goes like this. Do unto others before they do it to you. Is that right? No, of course not. How about, do unto others as they have done unto you? Oh, that sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Sounds right, but is it? I'm afraid it's the way many of us practice the golden rule, but what is it really? Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. In other words, treat others the way you want to be treated. Well, let's get to our music, okay? Do you know what? I love to fool around in the kitchen and try different recipes. Only one problem. My wife has a rule. You make a mess, you clean it up. Oh, well, it's worth it, at least most of the time. Well, the cousins aren't going to do any baking today, but they have a cute song ready called The Recipe Song. Let's listen.
Gonna make a recipe.
Here's another song along the same line, Apple Red Happiness.
Apple Red Happiness, popcorn cheerfulness, cinnamon singing inside. Peppermint energy, gumdrop holidays, when you give Christ your life. The benefits of God's great love are super satisfying.
Let me say something here that's very important. When you accept Christ as Savior, that doesn't mean everything is smooth and trouble-free. When you become a Christian, you don't become perfect. And so that means you'll continue to have problems. But the thrilling thing about being a Christian is that we can go to the Lord and talk to Him about our problems and know that He cares about us. That's what Sherilyn's song is all about. He cares about you.
He cares about me. He cares about me. It makes no difference what I have done. By God's grace, I'm a chosen one. He cares. He cares. God cares. Especially for me.
One way that God shows He cares about us is that He is patient with us. And since He is patient with us, lets us try to be patient with others. That's what Scotty's good song is all about. Let's be patient. Hey, it starts out just a little bit differently. Listen carefully.
There are no rapidly tap fingers on God's hand. There are no thumpity thump toes on His feet. There are no giant stars or even rolling eyes. God's different. He's patient. He waits when we walk too slow. When we talk too long, He helps us when we make a bad mistake. God's patient, He can wait. Let's be patient just like God. There are no rapidly tap fingers on God's hand. There are no thumpity thump toes on His feet.
When we have learned that God cares about us, when we have learned He's patient with us, and then when we have learned to be patient with others, that's when we begin to know what sweet happiness the Lord can bring into our lives. Sweet happiness. Hey, that's what our second cousins are singing about. Here are Lisa, Carrie, Stacy, and Todd.
It's a mighty good life when you're walking with Jesus, living for Jesus every day. Knowing God's power will be with us, knowing His love will never fade. Jesus on my way. I covet sweet happiness, sweet happiness, walking in the light of His sweet love each day. Every time I think about how He cares, how the Savior cares for me, I just want to sing, sing and shout. Jesus on the way. I covet sweet happiness, sweet happiness, walking in the light of His sweet love each day. Walking in the light of His sweet love each day. Walking in the light of His sweet love each day.
Now let's take time for that quickie quiz from the Bible that I promised you. Why don't you choose up teams at home and see if you can get the answers before the fellas and gals in the studio do. Now, this is a completely unrehearsed quiz. The kids have no idea what the questions will be, and we hope they come up with the right answers. Our first question goes to the girls. And the quiz today is facts about Paul the missionary. All right, girls, where was Saul or Paul headed? And what was he planning to do when the Lord caused a bright light to shine upon him? Twofold question. Where was he headed and what was he planning to do? Pam.
He was going to Damascus and he was going to kill Christians.
Yeah, they are persecute the Christians. All right, very good. And boys, for how long was Paul blinded after the Lord appeared to him, Josh?
3 days.
3 days, right. Girls, what was the name of the lady living in Joppa, whom Peter raised from the dead? Now, we've kind of switched from Paul to Peter, but Cammy.
Lydia?
No, that's not right. Boys, can you take it? See, there were two names that, well, Chris, you're laughing at her. Do you know the answer? Oh, Chris was laughing because she got the wrong answer, but he doesn't know the answer. Do any of the boys know the answer? There's two, she's known by two names. And Peter said to her, so-and-so, arise. Do you know? You want to guess? Josh, you want to try it?
Mary.
Mary. Nice try. There are a lot of Marys, but no, no. Girls, you can laugh at Josh because he got it wrong. All right, it was Tabitha or Dorcas was her name. Oh, yeah, now I remember, they all say. All right, let's see. This goes to the boys. Boys, in the vision that Peter experienced while on the housetop, the Lord told him to rise and eat. What was Peter's reply? What did he say? Josh? Different Josh this time.
No, I have never eaten anything unpure or unclean.
All right, very good. Not so, Lord. I'm not going to do that. But the Lord had something else in mind for him. All right, girls, what was the name of the city where the disciples were first called Christians? It says they were first called Christians in, Cammy?
Antioch.
Antioch is the answer. All right, boys, who were the first two men sent out as missionaries by the Christian church? Let's give Todd a try on this one. Todd?
Paul and Barnabas.
All right, Paul or Saul and Barnabas. Very good. Girls, at what hour of the night did Paul and Silas pray and sing praises while imprisoned during Paul's second missionary journey? Do you know, Leanne?
Midnight.
At midnight, right. All right, boys, this is the last question. Get it right, and you'll have four correct, and the girls will have three. That'll mean you'll win. And if you don't get it, then the girls have a chance at it. All right. What occurred while they were singing and praying? Ravi.
An earthquake.
An earthquake, right. So the boys have 4 and the girls have 3. So the boys win today.
Yay!
Well, that was a good quiz. Hey, before we get back to our music makers and on to our story, have you sent yet for Keys for Kids? If not, I hope you'll get your request in the mail right away. Keys for Kids, it's our devotional designed to be read to and by kids of school age. Oh, I wish you could sit at my desk and read some of the literally thousands of letters that we get from those who are using Keys for Kids. And as I said, it's designed to be read to or by kids of school age. Boys and girls, if you're old enough to read, you ought to be having devotions on your own. Each day, you take your Keys for Kids book, you look up the scripture that's suggested, you read those few verses, then you read the story, ask yourself the questions that we put in the How About You section, and you think about the thought for the day, the key for the day, and then you go on your way, rejoicing that the Lord has helped you through Keys for Kids. But you know something? It can't help you if you don't have it. So I hope you'll write today and ask for Keys for Kids. It's free for the asking. 1 free copy per family, please. Here's where to write. Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Now, let's find out what the Golden Rule is really all about as we have our story by that title. First, Jonathan sings our Go Along with the Story song today. Listen to these good words.
I know the Lord has made a way for me. I know the Lord has made a way for me. So I'll live for Him each day.
Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by William A. Walker, is entitled The Golden Rule.
Hi, Dave. You seen Bill anywhere?
No, Jeff, but he should be along soon. We're going to the store together, and I said I'd meet him here. Want to come along?
No, thanks. I'll wait for him, though. I want my money back on this radio he sold me.
Don't you like it?
Sure would if it worked.
You mean Bill sold you a radio that doesn't work? Sounds like him, all right. He's always doing something like that. One day he's gonna get in real trouble.
Yeah, like now. Here he comes.
Hi, you guys. Sorry I'm late, Dave. Mrs. Taylor made me stay in after class. Said I was cheating.
Well, you cheated me, and I want my money back.
What for? What have I done now?
You sold me this radio, remember?
So?
So it doesn't work, and I want my money back.
Well, that's too bad. It's too late now. You said you wanted to buy it, so it's a fair deal.
Fair deal? What do you mean, fair deal? It doesn't work. Is that fair? Being fair is giving me my money back.
No way. I don't give refunds. Besides, how do I know you didn't break it after I sold it to you?
Because it was broken before you sold it to me, and you know it. You're a thief, and I don't care to be your friend anymore. So long, Dave. I wouldn't get too friendly with this cheat if I were you.
Is that you, Jeff?
Yes, Mom.
My, you sound happy today. Something wrong?
There sure is. I bought this radio from Bill yesterday, only it doesn't work.
Did you check the batteries? Maybe you need new ones.
No, they're okay. I bought new ones myself. The radio's broken.
I'm sorry to hear that. Here, let me have a look at it.
I just had an argument with Bill. I asked him for my money back.
And he wouldn't give it back?
No. Mom, you know I've been saving for months to buy a radio. Now I'm broke and stuck with a radio that doesn't work.
Why didn't you talk to your dad or me? We could have helped you find one.
I know, Mom, but when I told Bill that I was saving for a radio, he said he had one he'd sell me. It seemed the right thing to do.
Didn't you try to see if it worked before you bought it?
No, it didn't have any batteries in it at the time.
Did Bill say whether it worked or not?
No.
Did you ask him?
No, I never thought it wouldn't work. Why would he sell it if it was broken?
I don't know, dear. It certainly wasn't the right thing to do. But, you know, we can't put all the blame on Bill.
I suppose not. I should have been more careful and at least asked some questions. But, Mom, I trusted him. I thought he would be honest. He's in my Sunday school class.
But going to Sunday school doesn't make us do what we're always supposed to do. In Sunday school, we can learn what God wants us to do and how we should behave. But it's when we're at home or playing or at school that we've got to try to do the things we've learned. And that's not always easy.
Bill sure isn't learning much.
Perhaps not, but Bill is like your radio. There's something wrong inside, and that has to be made right. And all people are just like that. There's something wrong inside which makes us do wrong things. God calls it sin. That's why we must ask the Lord Jesus to come into our lives, because only He can help us do right things.
I never thought of it like that.
And remember, Jeff, Bill hasn't been coming to Sunday school very long. His parents have only been Christians for a short time, and they all have a lot to learn about right and wrong things and how God wants them to live. We have to help them.
And I guess I wasn't helping Bill any by arguing with him. I'm not even sure he's a Christian yet. If anything, I'm the one who goofed. What can I do now, Mom?
Well, maybe you should make friends with him again.
You're right, Mom. Otherwise, I'll never be able to help him.
And I'll be praying for you.
Are you sure that catcher's mitt is what you wanted to buy now, Bill?
Yes, Dad, and thanks for taking me to the store to get it.
I'm glad we didn't stay any longer. Looks like we're in for a thunderstorm. Hey, isn't that Jeff just ahead over there? We'd better give him a ride home or he'll be caught in the rain.
No, Dad, don't stop. Hmm? He hasn't far to walk.
Well, why not? Isn't he your friend? Anyway, it's too late. He's seen us stopping for him. Jump in, Jeff. We'll give you a ride home.
Thanks, Mr. Barker. Hi, Bill. I've been looking for you the past few days.
If it's about you know what, forget it.
Well, sort of. Actually, I wanted to say I'm sorry for yelling at you the other day. It was my fault. I should have asked you about the radio. You know if it worked or not.
You mean you're not sore at me for...
No, I learned a lesson. And besides, I still want to be your friend.
Hey, here you are, Jeff.
Thanks, Mr. Barker. Bye, Bill.
See ya.
Did I hear something about a radio?
Yes, Dad. I sold Jeff my old radio.
The one that didn't work?
Yeah, but it was a fair deal. Jeff wanted a radio, and I sold him mine.
But you knew it didn't work. Did you tell him that at the time?
Well, no, he didn't ask.
Well, that doesn't matter. You should have told him anyway. How much did he pay you for it?
$5.
Now, that's a lot of money. It must have taken Jeff a long time to save all that. Don't you think you should give it back?
Aw, Dad, it was a fair deal.
No, Bill, it was not. You deceived Jeff into believing that radio worked, and that's not honest.
I can't help it if he's so stupid.
Bill, ever since your mother and I became Christians, we've been trying to live the way God wants us to live. And God wants us to act the way Jesus would.
How's anyone to know what Jesus would do? He never sold a radio to anyone.
Well, that's true, son, but we can figure out what Jesus would have done if he were here now.
How?
Well, let's see. Tell me, Would you like Jeff to do the same thing to you?
He couldn't. I'm not that dumb.
That's not what I asked. Suppose you bought something from Jeff and it didn't work. Wouldn't you want your money back?
Well, of course I would. But that would never happen to me.
But suppose it did. What would you want Jeff to do?
I'd be sorry I'd made such a mistake, and I'd... Well, of course I'd want my money back. Who wouldn't?
And that's exactly what Jesus would have done. He said we should treat other people the way we want to be treated ourselves.
That sounds like something I heard in Sunday school.
I'm sure you have. It's in the Bible, in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7. Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. Now, today we call that the golden rule. It goes something like this. Do unto others as you would have others do unto you.
You mean, if I didn't want Jeff to do something to me I didn't like, then I shouldn't do the same thing to him?
That's right. Well, here we are.
Dad?
Yes, son?
This catcher's mitt I just bought. I used the money Jeff gave me for the radio. How can I pay it back now?
We'll figure something out.
And, Dad?
Yes?
About treating others the way you would want to be treated. How can I always be sure to do that?
It isn't easy. But when Jesus said those words, he was talking to his disciples, those people who belonged to him, who followed his teaching. When we belong to him, he helps us to do right.
Can I belong to Jesus?
Oh, yes, you can. Anyone can. But it will mean doing what Jesus tells us to do.
That's better than losing your best friend or getting into trouble.
Uh-oh, here comes the rain. Why don't we go inside and talk about it there? Hope that today's program will help you remember the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. Don't forget to write for Keys for Kids if you haven't already done so. And when you write, if you have a problem or a prayer request, you be sure to share that. Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Children's Bible Hour is a listener-supported ministry. Bye now. Thanks for listening.